This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alex at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:45 Monday morning. This is a huge week, big week, lots going on. Got our big live secret show on Wednesday. Very excited about that. And a live broadcast of our regular morning show. What's that noise?
You know what? I think it's this fan is too high. Let me turn my mic up and turn the fan down.
It's actually pointed right at you. Look at that, how it's tilted.
Let me fix it.
Boy, what's happening?
Some wind. It's windy in here, Vinny. Anyway, Wednesday afternoon, we're doing a live secret show. The Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Spa.
This week is a weird one.
It's a crazy week. And then Thursday, we're going to do a live broadcast in Sonoma at the Fairmont. And that is opening to the public. So
yeah, please come.
We need people. Be nice if we had some bodies in there.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Come on out.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some food and snap a pic or whatever if you want.
Just come see the broadcast. It's super fun.
Hang.
We think it's super fun anyway. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you won't like it. You got to come and find out, though. Just, you know, paint a smile on your face. Act like you like it. Our bosses will probably be there. Actually, that's not true.
No, they won't.
Yeah. Because even if they are there, they'll be passed out in their beds from the pool party the night before. We feel very lonely the next day.
Yeah.
Only about half the listeners that won the tickets at the Secret Show managed to get out of bed, get there for the 6 o'clock broadcast, and certainly our people aren't going to be there. They roll in just in time to finish off the breakfast. You notice that? They always roll in 8:45 or so. Oh, hey.
How's it going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You having a good morning? I don't know. My morning ended like an hour and a half ago. It's early evening for me right now.
After I got back to sleep from you stumbling in at 2 a.m.
Right.
Whatever. It's good. It's actually cool.
It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it.
I noticed you posted the fish tank, and that looked really good, and you were like, a bliss or
I'm
whatever.
I'm so happy.
You love it.
I'm, oh, my God.
So the backyard's done.
Yes. It's all done.
Great.
Yeah.
Is that what you did this weekend?
That's what I did.
The yard.
Worked on
it. I thought you went out with hot ass Danielle and got ripped.
Oh yeah, and Tommy, I go on Friday.
Yeah.
I did. I went over to Danielle's house and we.
Did you guys jam?
Sure. Did a little jamming. Played some Boston, some Rush.
Oh yeah.
Rush.
Some John Cougar Mellencamp.
You did Rush?
Yeah, we did Tom Sawyer and Spirit of Radio. Yeah, it was wicked fun.
You sang those songs.
Yeah.
Why don't you ever sing those for us?
Well. I don't know. You don't really ask me. They don't. If they came up, I would do it.
Sing us some Rush, would you?
Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Well, let's get the music going and do the whole thing.
I don't have the music.
Well, what's wrong with you?
Brent's putting together. Yeah,
Brent's buttons in front of you.
All kinds. I have no button to hit.
And
like, there's no Rush button here.
Yeah, there's no Rush in our system.
Yeah.
John Cougar, do you sing? Mellencamp,
I want to say we did Little Pink Houses.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah.
And a bunch of others, too. And then we just usually, you know, take some song and no one knows the words to, and we just make up words about each other. And it was really fun. She made, she did like a seared ahi.
How did that turn out this time?
It was unbelievably good.
Are you sure she did it and she didn't like
it
in?
Oh, no. I sat there and watched her sear the, you know. So it's just raw fish, basically. But
she
it has just
stayed there the whole time watching.
She did too. It was funny. I was fully expecting the salmon, and she was like, "Oh, the ahi looks so good." So she picked that up. She did it with this like a little weird basil salsa thing on top of it. Oh my god, it was mwah.
Good for you.
Yes, it was delicious. So we had a great time, and their house is just amazing. And
that's what you get when you build a company up from nothing and then sell it to the highest bidder.
Yeah, and you're part of the package. You keep drawing a salary off of it.
Good for him.
Yeah, I know.
I like just want to cheer. I cheer
Dan.
That.
Dan and Danielle.
Way to go, dude.
I know. That's a pretty good thing.
Well, it's the American dream.
Yeah.
I remember, I'll always remember the interview with one of those tech dudes who came in early on. I think his last name was Krause, but he's the dude who built Excite, and then he... Bye.
Yep.
He took all the money.
He was one of the first people I ever heard that got the $1 billion.
And then cashed in and split. Mm-hmm. And I remember I don't know why we interviewed him, but...
He was part of some tech thing. And
was it here?
It was at the other building.
The other building. Because I remember Jerry
way
Yang.
That was different.
You mean Jerry Wang?
Oh, Wang. Wang? Oh, Vinny calls him Wang, huh?
Yeah, we're like...
I remember he was a rich dude in our studio back then.
Yeah, but...
Rich this dude Krauske, in the studio.
See, Jerry never sold Yahoo when he had the chance. He kept hanging around, and it became what it is. Verizon.
Oath.
Right,
yeah,
Oath.
Yeah, Oath, exactly.
This Krauske dude, he's the guy. He tapped out, sold it, split. And I remember him saying he bought some kind of fast car, and I was just all... Oh.
That's what you want.
You bought a Pantera or whatever.
Right.
Good for you.
What's a Pantera?
It's a car. It's a fast car.
What kind of car?
It's a Pantera.
Is that the name of the...
I think so.
Like the Toyota? Yeah, I don't know from cars. I just don't know. I don't think I've heard of that one.
None of us know from cars on that level.
I'm like, is that like Panera bread? I don't know. I don't know what that is. Well, that is the dream, right?
Yeah,
Build something up, sell it off.
Well, no, I mean, it depends. Some people want to just work on the thing they built their whole life. I personally would be happy to go hit the beach.
Sure.
You start to run out of... You look at your life... Like, I went mountain biking.
As a line?
Well, no, as a whole, and you go... Let's say, for example, where I'm at. Do I have 20 years of mountain biking and surfing left? I hope so. Fingers crossed. That's still not enough. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, if you find yourself in a position where you can go, I'm going to do more of that and less of...
That.
Building a company or whatever, then why wouldn't you, right?
Well, it just depends. Some people are, I mean, they're driven to do
everybody
stuff like
likes
that.
Different stuff, I
that
know.
That is true.
I've been reading that Ready Player One.
Oh, my God, I love that book.
And it is an excellent book to I mean, I'm into it. But
where are you at?
I love nerds. Like, nerds are so incredibly into it, dude. Like, the things that in this
whatever
book...
Whatever their area is.
They know all this. They take that thing, the video game or the TV show, and they just... It becomes God. They just study it and perfect it, their knowledge of it. And as you read the book, and you just can't believe how many things this person has in his back pocket.
Just a student of this... time period.
Of nonsense.
Right.
I mean, great. I was there in the 80s. I played me some video games at some pizza places. Lamppost Pizza. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Still around?
Sure. Well, I don't know. Actually, I'd never go back
down
to
south?
Irvine. But yeah, it's down south. But yeah, I mean, we'd go to the pizza place and you'd put your quarters on the in the line and you'd play some games. But I never did what these kids are.
Right.
And then to hear, you know, what's great about this book is they've sort of described themselves, and they are the housebound nerds that you expect them to be, out of shape, pimply. And they built these, avatars that are completely not them, you know.
What they would want to be.
What they would hope to be. And that's actually in this game. It's so wonderful to hear them living out that life. Like, when he shouts, "Max, get my ship ready!" And he's in the game, obviously. Yes. But he's Han Solo,
right? Oh no, he's a hero in this. he's like, couldn't be a bigger loser. Like, he doesn't go outside. He's, you know, it's actually really scary. That, you know, this is where we're headed. Like, people are just going to live this. He's got these gloves on, this visor on. It actually doesn't even, it's not playing a picture in front of him. It's actually shining the world onto his retinas so that he's in this world. Like, there's no separation. And it's actually frightening how enticing it is, how much you want to be. Like, everything is amazing. There's no litter or pollution. It's just this, you can go to other planets all the time. It's great. I'm totally in.
Are you? I'm not really
in. I'm actually glad it's not here yet because, damn, it does sound great.
I'm enjoying the story, though. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. And I wonder...
Ready Player One.
As they are making this into a movie, I don't know what the rights stuff is involved there or if that's just public domain, but all the names being dropped and all the games being played.
I know.
Did they have to clear all that stuff?
I didn't even think about that, but even think about the music that they're going to have to clear to be in it.
Rush is in there.
Everything. All the everything that was big in the 80s.
And that's the part I just got to, by the way. I'm at the Rush part.
This part?
Yeah.
So good.
It's neat. It's really neat.
Damn.
And so I...
Well, you really powered through some of that
book.
Well,
so I went mountain biking Saturday morning. My friend Deepak, who I went
Your
to high school with. Yeah. He lives in Oakland. He's a doctor there. The best doctor on this side of the Mississippi.
Yeah, Deepak, the doctor. Gotcha. Thanks, Vinny. Good endorsement.
He's American, but okay.
But my name is Deepak, so certain assumptions will be made.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Anyway.
I'm sure he's thrilled. Anyway, he knew this spot we went to off Highway 9, and he ran me pretty good. Like,
I was out there for... About it.
I was out there a lot longer than I normally would be, and it was harder terrain than I would normally ride. Like, you know, a fire
careful,
road is
man.
Wide, and they're very easy. I mean, they're still hard up, still hard down, but some of this stuff was rutted rocks going up. And if you got to pick your line, and more than once I picked wrong and just went...
Oh.
I didn't fall like falling, but you just...
Down the cliff.
You can't... You're going uphill.
Right.
If you do not draw your line right, you have to stop and walk.
And then if you are coming down on stuff like that, I mean,
that's fine. Yeah, just
really?
Lift your front wheel and hope for the best. Yeah, it's okay.
Cross your fingers.
Yeah, I don't have problems down. It's up.
Well, it's so much more
down.
So much more work.
Stay off the brakes and let it rip.
My God, I'd need a new set of brakes at the end of every mountain bike ride.
And padded everywhere.
Right? Although, actually, maybe that's not true because I probably only make it a third of the way up wherever we're going and be like, I totally give up. I don't have this in me.
John!
Yeah.
So beautiful, though. In fact, the contrast from the book I'm reading, which where the world's ruined, and then being out right here in the Bay Area, it's right here off Highway 9. It's gorgeous, beautiful. Kill it like you couldn't. We live here,
yeah,
and it's just so beautiful. And I was out in that having so much. Anyway, it just tore me up. The rest of the day, I was like, "I'm good.
I'm gonna lay down here and read my book.
I'm not doing any more stuff."
Yeah, that's good though. It feels like you accomplished something, right?
Hello, Ross. He's a listener. We were out at out there at 9. I think it's where 9 and 84 across. There's a place called Alice's Restaurant.
Oh, I love that place.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure.
Is it the Alice's Restaurant?
Yeah.
It is?
I don't know. I used to go with an old boyfriend up there when he had his motorcycle. We used to go right up there.
There's a lot of guys that ride bikes up there.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Oh, that area is... why did you say the Alice's Restaurant? What do you mean?
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. It's a Arlo Guthrie song.
It might be.
I think it's from there, but I'm not positive.
It's total. There's actually a big hippie mural right there.
Oh. Maybe that's it.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't know any other references to Alice's Restaurant like that to me. I was like, oh, is that the place that Arlo was singing about?
I wonder. Anyway,
I have no idea.
Ross said hey while we were out there eating.
What town is that? Like, whereabouts?
I don't know
where 9 and 84 cross.
Is that Woodside?
Yes.
I think it's Woodside.
Nice.
It is nice. I'm telling you. It was so beautiful. So I got to do that, and then I surfed on Sunday.
You had a nice weekend.
So I'm good and sore and feeling pretty accomplished. I didn't do much else, though.
Yeah.
After that was done, I was like, I'm just going to play guitar.
That's what else?
Play with my kid.
Mission accomplished.
I painted some toenails.
Oh, that's fun. What color did you go?
I was able to avoid it.
That's nice.
Total redirect after I got her done. Hey, let's go ride your bike. Come on. Let's get out of here. I can't stand that stuff. I don't know how you guys wear it.
Oh, nail polish, yeah.
Yeah, that and pantyhose.
Good grief. Did you put some pantyhose on?
No, I mean, but I remember as a kid dressing up as a girl, right, and I wore pantyhose, and the crotch just kept dropping.
Oh, they're horrible. I don't wear them.
Oh, the actual area, it's Skylanda.
Skylanda?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of Skylanda.
Yeah.
Any word on whether or not that's the Alice's restaurant? Although I always think of Arlo Guthrie as being sort of like an Oklahoma guy or something, like a Midwestern guy or something.
It actually is.
Oh, that is the restaurant.
Alice is known around the world for motorcycle riders, is what people are texting in. But yeah, Sarah, it is. But I think there's an incident that might have occurred there that inspired a song and a movie.
Oh, goodness.
It's much bigger than you'd think, too. As I got there, there it is.
So that's the restaurant that...
You can get anything you want in Alice's. They have it written on their website.
That's funny.
Good for them.
I bet there's other Alice's restaurants out there that are imposters, you know.
Probably.
If you had a restaurant and you liked Arlo Guthrie, you'd...
It's a really neat spot.
Or is it Woody Guthrie? It's one of them.
I think
it's Arlo.
Arlo.
The kid, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither, clearly. Hey, everybody. It's time to go. KLLC, right. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. This is a big week for us. It's going to be great. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.